Greetings, friends, family, neighbors, and strangers. I'm Pastor Jacob Kokura of the LaRange Alliance Church. In this period of uncertainty, I'm glad you've taken some time to listen to me today. We are living in a time unlike any we've known in this generation. But we can take hope despite the struggle we are enduring right now. In this experience of turmoil and sickness, we are not alone, for Jesus is with us. People around the world have experienced periods of uncertainty like the one we are experiencing now, and they have endured, and I believe we have much to hope for in the days to come. I'm sure that many of you have had hard days. A number of times I've looked back at a specific day of my life and wondered if that was the hardest day I've ever experienced. I remember a day when I had been out of work for more than a year. My wife was pregnant and I had to do something. I took a job nearly 1,500 kilometers away and got on a bus. My first day on the job, after being dropped off on my work site where I would spend the next 10 hours of the day virtually alone, I could barely handle the emotional load that had descended upon me, and I wept. I toiled alone that day, anticipating 2 full months of working out in the bush, unable to see or be with my family, working a job that I was sure at that time I physically couldn't handle. That was a hard day. This past fall, my father died, unexpectedly and much earlier than any of us could have expected. After arriving in the city where he had been living along with my siblings, we made a plan to go and meet a funeral director who was helping take care of Dad's final details. After a brief meeting, we were surprised to learn that they had already prepared my dad and we would next be allowed a short amount of time to say our goodbyes to him. We had expected this to happen on a different day, so we quickly had to adjust to saying goodbye to Dad. It was happening. And after our goodbyes were finished, we spent a few hours cleaning and taking care of his things at the place that he was staying. I could barely handle either of these moments. And even now, as I think about the tears I shed as I said goodbye to my father, I want to weep again. I don't know how I made it through that hard day either. These are just a couple of examples of the hardest days of my life. And I have others, and I expect that you have hard days to point to as well. Here in our community, we are mourning alongside a family who have recently experienced a really hard day of their own. And I have heard the stories of many people as they have lost important parts of their life, experienced deep levels of trauma, or said goodbye to loved ones too soon and unexpectedly. I'm sure every single person can point to a day or three that they considered to be their personal hardest day. Everyone has days of pain, of sorrow, and can remember the feeling of tears on their cheeks, that indescribable feeling in the back of your throat. How do we appropriately express ourselves when we have hard days like these? When we have days of sorrow, days of pain, days of loss, and days of hurt? When we feel blessed in life, when we experience goodness and wholeness, we turn to God in praise and thanksgiving. But how should we express ourselves when we experience just the opposite? What do we do when we are overcome by the presence of chaos, brokenness, suffering, and death, or by a sudden sense of our human vulnerability? Many Christians struggle with knowing how to appropriately respond when they themselves or those that they love experience hard days. We spend a fair amount of time talking about hope, joy, peace, and love, which are all good and sound biblical ideas that we feel and believe in. But we don't spend much time talking about healthy ways to deal with anger, sadness, depression, and pain. The danger in ignoring or glossing over these difficult emotions and feelings we experience is that we teach ourselves to bury these feelings. If we bottle these emotions and feelings up, donning a happy mask when we go out in public, if we hide our true emotions away from our brothers and sisters and instead pretend to be happy, joyful, and at peace, we place ourselves in danger of not processing these emotions in healthy ways. When we do not acknowledge these hard days for what they truly are and learn to deal with our negative emotions and feelings in healthy ways, we can end up damaging our relationships with each other and stunting the relationship we might have with God. The good news is that the Bible has plenty of examples of hard days and the emotions that come with them. It's likely you're familiar with the story of Job, but let me remind you. I read from Job chapter 1, starting at verse 13. Now there was a day when Job's sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And there came a messenger to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you." And while he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "The Chaldeans formed three groups and made a raid on the camels and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you." And while he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And behold, a great wind came across the wilderness and struck down the four corners of the house. And it fell upon the young people, and they are dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground. Job lost his wealth, his employees, his property, and his children, and all who died in one calamitous day. Job's response was one of great sorrow as he tore his clothes, shaved his head, and fell to the ground. He didn't stand stoically. He expressed the deep grief of that experience. Plenty of the prophets give us examples of hard days, but Jeremiah's story comes first to my mind. Jeremiah spent his entire life calling his people, the kingdom of Judah, to hear the truth and return to worshiping the Lord faithfully. The call was in many ways too late, as the empire of the Babylonians came and conquered Jerusalem anyway. Jeremiah was spared, but he ended up watching as his people were led off into slavery. Listen to the verses from the book of Jeremiah. "Cursed be the day on which I was born, the day when my mother bore me. Let it not be blessed. Why did I come out of the womb to see toil and sorrow and spend my days in shame?" Talk about hard emotions. Jeremiah's words to describe the terrible feelings he felt are hard to read, but they're honest. And this is what it looks like to give voice to the difficult emotions that he experienced during those traumatic events. Jesus experienced dreadfully hard days as well. As Jesus prepared himself for what he knew was coming, his trial and crucifixion, he took himself and his disciples out of the city and into the Garden of Gethsemane. There, Jesus expressed the deep pain of that moment. I read from Luke chapter 22, starting at verse 39. "And Jesus came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives. And the disciples followed him. And when he came to that place, he said to them, 'Pray that you may not enter into temptation.' And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw. And he knelt down and prayed, saying, 'Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.' And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation." Jesus' experience in that moment was very painful. The emotions overwhelming to the point where he was had a physical reaction. And we have to know that that was a very hard day for the Lord. We have been journeying through the Psalms. And as a reminder, we see that there are several different types of Psalms. And these poetic expressions of emotion and feeling and ideas are generally expressed to God. Many of the Psalms offer heartfelt expressions of praise, of thanksgiving and trust in the Lord. Some of the Psalms are declarations of what God has done, about what his kingdom is like. But about one-third of the Psalms are Psalms of lament. Lament is the word we use to describe the biblical poetry that expresses the emotions of sadness, anger, frustration, and the other feelings we experience during tragedy and trauma. These lament psalms are of tremendous value in understanding how we can respond with emotion after our hardest days. The psalms of lament give voice to difficult emotions, like here in Psalm chapter 10. "Why, O Lord, do you stand far away? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?" If you have ever wondered where God is, perhaps this verse gives voice to how you felt. Or listen to Psalm 70, which says, "Make haste, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me." See how the psalmist turns to God when they feel unsafe. Often, these psalms of lament give us words to express how our worst days feel. As we read in Psalm 31, "Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye is wasted from grief. My soul and my body also, for my life is spent with sorrow and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity and my bones waste away." When we have feelings of distress, of sorrow and grief, it's easy for us to stay stuck in those emotions. But one of the benefits of turning to these psalms of lament is that they teach us how to turn to the Lord in our moments of sorrow. I read from Psalm 142. "With my voice I cry out to the Lord. With my voice I plead for the mercy to the Lord. I pour out my complaint before him. I tell my trouble before him. And when my spirit faints within me, you know my way. In the path where I walk, they have hidden a trap for me. Look to the right and see, there is none who takes notice of me. No refuge remains to me. No one cares for my soul. I cry to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Bring me out of prison, that I may give thanks to your name. The righteous will surround me, for you will deal bountifully with me." David wrote this psalm when he had to flee for his life from King Saul. Where once David had lived in the home of the king, now David hid in a cave in the wilderness, fearing for his life. I imagine that day would have been really hard. Perhaps one of the worst days of David's life. One of the things I notice with this psalm is, although David writes about his trouble and about how he was worn out, and there is nowhere left for him to go and nobody at his side, even when he is at his lowest, David's cry is ultimately about turning to the Lord. Because God's strength is the answer to his sorrow. God provides the refuge and deliverance for David, even when he's at his lowest. His lament holds within it the desire that God would meet him where he is. There is no pretending before the Lord. He knows the depths of sorrow we experience. And when we come to him, honestly, we allow him to speak to us in the place that we actually are. When we pour out our heart in sorrow, the Lord meets us. Although the Bible gives us plenty of examples of these sorrowful events, and we know that humans of all eras have experienced war, plague, accidents, and trauma, we still today struggle to know how to handle the emotional fallout of our hardest days. We cannot gloss over our feelings of sorrow, anger, and pain. I've spoken with some who believe that allowing ourselves to feel anything but joy and hope is a failure of faith. But I tell you today that that is a lie. We have plenty of examples in Scripture that point not only to the truth that having these emotional responses is natural, but also that these feelings are necessary for us to truly experience the depth of God. God Himself has mourned, has been saddened, and He wants us not to bury our feelings, but rather to come to Him. He can offer us true peace to replace our suffering. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we read, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too." When I have experienced terrible, difficult, hard days, I have also experienced God's deep comfort. I have been comforted by the Lord who hears my cries at the foot of the cross and relieves my burden as I turn to Him. I have been comforted by those who stand beside me, who offer me a shoulder or a hand that I might need. My difficult days, the situations that my family and I have experienced, have given me an increased compassion and understanding when I encounter others who are experiencing loss, trauma, and pain. There is something amazing about how the pain and sorrow we experience gives us a deeper empathy and increases our ability to offer comfort to others who experience hard days themselves. I believe this can give new meaning to these difficult experiences, as we can view them as opportunities to learn more about the experiences that others endure. And as opportunities to lean into those who have had hard days before, we too can then receive the comfort that they offer us. I pray today that you would learn to use the Psalms of Lament to express your hard day emotions to God, that you would utilize these passages as a part of your pattern of expression. And for those of us who struggle with how to respond to God during our dark days, our difficult days, our hard days, the Psalms of Lament offer us both the words to say, but also the opportunity to turn to God as our healer, the answer, the comforter. As we experience God's comfort, I pray that in turn, that you can be a comfort to those around you who are walking difficult paths today. Let's pray together now. Lord, thank you for these Psalms of Lament. Thank you that your word shows us how to express our sorrow, our pain, our difficult circumstances. Give us peace today as we mourn alongside those in our community who are experiencing hard days today. And may we experience your comfort so that we, in turn, can overflow comfort to the lives of others around us who are hurting and in need of you. Today I pray that you would speak to us and that we would allow you the room to speak to us so that we might hear you. I pray also, Lord, that you would meet us wherever we are and that you would work in and through us as we share the joy that you offer us with the world, the community that we live within. Lord, today I pray that you would respond to us as we share with you the physical emotional, mental, and spiritual difficulties, the emotions that we feel. And as we live in these drained places, Lord, I pray that your comfort would fill us up and renew us. I pray, Lord, especially for our community who is in mourning. Lord, come and show your face to us. May we be your hands and feet here in this circumstance and in the world around us. Would your kingdom come in us and in our community? I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for taking some time to listen to me today. I really look forward to the next time we might meet together again.